Chapter 1, The Road Ahead. It was a night of celebration. 24,000 people gathered in Charlotte, North Carolina, to usher in a new year and pay tribute to the old. We sang, worshiped, and celebrated the belief that we'd find Christ involved in the upcoming days and seasons of our lives. Amid crowded hallways and perpetual lines, a gentleman shook my hand and said very quietly, "I'd like to ask you to pray for me. I pastor a large church nearby, and I've just been diagnosed with cancer." While I was weighing options for my future, this pastor was fighting for his. Standing on the threshold of a new year makes me think ahead to expectations and inevitable surprises. What dreams will God intercept, improve upon, and make reality? What homes will He heal and restore? What imperfect vessels will He touch with the gifts of writing, humor, or speaking? What giants will rise up? What unseemly heroes will march out to challenge them? Will there be born another John Wesley, John Bunyan, or Mother Teresa? Will there emerge world peace or a remedy for famine? Will people I love be handed lab results that read incurable or malignant? Does death wait, eager to dance its mournful rhythm? Whatever secrets a new year holds, we know we will never encounter them alone. There will always be at least two to plow through the tragedies and graciously take the bows. There'll be two to lead the choir and visit the alcoholic. Two to uproot complacency and awaken compassion. Two. Sometimes more, but never less. Christ and you, Christ and me. We do not wonder if the weeks ahead will surprise or overwhelm him. We do not wonder whether he will walk into our emergency rooms and cancer centers. We do not wonder if he is acquainted with grief or familiar with sorrow. We'll follow him over the grassy knolls of a family cemetery. We'll lean in to hear his voice amid the heart-wrenching sound of grief. We question his plans, but not his faithfulness. We pause at his ways, but not his wisdom. We wonder what a new year holds, but we never wonder who holds it. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."